the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Republican leaders have turned their attention to Vice President Kamala Harris now that she's the presumptive Democratic nominee for president following Joe Biden's departure from the race. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Kamala Harris will have to answer for her record as she seeks to defeat Donald Trump in November.
There's no way to dress this up. Kamala Harris has a long record in public service, and she cannot point to a single thing. I don't think a single thing that she has done successfully.
Johnson says Harris co-owns what he calls crises with the border, crime, the economy, and national security, calling her an, quote, equal partner in all of that. The director of the Secret Service is stepping down from her job following the assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump that unleashed intensifying outcry about how the agency tasked with protecting current and former presidents could fail so spectacularly. Kimberly Cheadle had served as Secret Service director since August 2022, and she announced her departure in an email sent to staff Tuesday and obtained by the Associated Press. Cheadle had faced growing calls to resign and several investigations into how the shooter was able to get so close to the Republican presidential nominee in an outdoor campaign rally in Pennsylvania. Here in the Garden State, a man is arrested after an Edison mother is found stabbed to death in her own home.
On Sunday afternoon, Edison police responded to a 911 call. They found 37-year-old Lizbeth Benitez Rivera had been stabbed multiple times in her Horizon Drive residence. Hours later, the NYPD apprehended 37-year-old Joanne Franklin Polanco. The Edison man is charged with first-degree murder as well as a weapons offense. Police say the woman's son had been sleeping before he awoke to find his own mother's lifeless body. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And the first full trailer for the Joker sequel is out. The film features the return of Joaquin Phoenix as the titular villain, who's joined by love interest Harley Quinn, played by Lady Gaga. The movie was filmed in New York City and at the shuttered Essex County Isolation Hospital in Cedar Grove. The New Jersey location is pivotal to the script, since that's where the Joker and Quinn will meet. The new film hits theaters on the 4th of October. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And what's the deal with the storms? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
F-150. It's 11:03. Here's Fast Traffic.
New Jersey Turnpike northbound Eastern Spur is closed for construction work, but the delays cleared on westbound 495 coming from the Lincoln Tunnel. The northbound car lanes of the Turnpike are closed. The northbound truck lanes have right lane work 7A to 7, and then delays easing into the work south by Interchange 5. 295 north repairs, exit 40 to 43, Mount Laurel. Delays cleared there as well for the most part, and you've got Black Horse Pike still closed northbound Crescent Boulevard to Collings Avenue in Haddon Township. This because of ongoing gas main repairs. Ocean County and Lakewood, Route 9 South is closed, 2nd Street to Cross Street. Monmouth County in Freehold, Route 9 North has work between Three Brooks Road and Route 33. The right lane is closed. Route 1 South construction, Finnegan's Lane down towards Stouts Lane in the Brunswicks. You've got the right lane taken away. Parkway work south, 136 to Colonia Rest Area, 98 to 91. Northbound repairs, Colonia to 138, and jammed 143 up to 148, all because of construction work. Across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, GW Bridge upper level, 30-minute delays. Three lanes are closed. You can head to the lower level if you're in a car or bus, but expect delays there too. Lincoln will be better than the Holland, which is slow on the Skyway approach. Construction there at Tunnelly Circle. If you must go to the Holland, use the Turnpike extension. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 11:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 has weather information just for you, and you're part of the Garden State. Online and on our app, you can check current conditions, watch radar, set up weather alerts to be sent to your phone, and know what's coming up in our five-day forecast. The latest technology, combined with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's forecasts, let you plan your day, plan your week, and stay safe. NJ1015.com/weather. Visit us online or on our free app today.
My friend told me he was... New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, rather cloudy overnight, warm and sticky with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm around, a low between 70 and 75. There could be some downpours around overnight. A couple of showers and a thunderstorm around Wednesday. We'll have more clouds and sunshine. Will be humid. Highs will be in the low to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy and humid Wednesday nights with a shower or two, maybe a thunderstorm, low 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy for Thursday with a few showers and storms. Some of those could be on the heavy side late in the day. Highs will be in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And in Clark, it's 76, Middletown 76, and Atlantic City also 76. Fast traffic at instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.